Now step into the Wayback Machine onto the dance floors of the 1980s. The sun was spitting fire, the sky was blue as ice. I felt a little tight, so I watched Miami Vice. I want the dinosaur. This campy hit by the group Was Not Was features the distinctive growl of Detroit singer Sweet Pea Atkinson, dapper on the video with his wide lapels and trademark fedora. It's been 35 years since Atkinson's last solo album, and now, at age 72, he is back with an album of cover songs, funk, blues, and soul. The album was co-produced by Atkinson's former bandmate, Don Was. Sweet Pea Atkinson and Don Was join us now from NPR West. Thanks to you both for being with us.
Good to be here today.
Good morning.
And we are listening to the first song on the album, Are You Lonely For Me, Baby, a hit back in 1967 for Freddie Scott.
I didn't like it at first.
I'll tell you something. We've had a fundamental disagreement for about 35, 40 years, Sweet Pea and I. I always loved the way he was like a blues shouter, you know, like in Wilson Pickett. But Sweet Pea sees himself as a lover and a crooner.
Well, Sweet Pea, where are we hearing your crooning voice? Which song?
Slow down. When I was a young boy, they tried to tell me that I was moving way too fast. But I knew everything.
Don Was, think back to the first time you heard Sweet Pea Atkinson sing. When was it?
Oh, I'll never forget it, man. We were all in a recording studio in Detroit called the Sound Suite, the late 70s. And I was working on some records in one room. And Sweet Pea was rehearsing with his band, High Energy, next door. And they used to play the UAW halls. I think he was still working on the assembly line at the time. And what I remember, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I came out in the hallway, which had, as you can imagine, in Detroit in 1978, had orange shag carpeting on the floor and going up all the walls, right? So it was bright to come out of a dark control room. And there, standing by the coffee machine in the midst of all this orange carpet, his Sweet Pea wearing like an orange suit. And everything matched, from his hat to his shoes to his socks, all the same shade of orange.
Oh, wow.
And it just looked like there was a fire in the studio. And he was all charged up because they'd been rehearsing and singing, and he had a million stories. And then I went next door and heard the band play, and it was the voice I always wished I had, and the voice we wanted to write songs for.
You do a version on the album of a Temptations hit from 1965, Just Another Lonely Night.
Paul Williams was...
Paul Williams, the singer of the Temptations, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's my favorite.
Let's take a listen to a little bit of Just Another Lonely Night. Sweet Pea, were you always singing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I had a group called the Exquisite Singing Group. We used to work at Chrysler Corporation.
What were you making?
Building rear ends for Chrysler cars.
Building rear ends for Chrysler cars, wow. And you'd be singing on the job or mm-hmm. afterwards?
Yeah, we rehearse it in the union hall, singing our butts off.
There's a song on here that is really sending us back to another time. It's called You Can Have Watergate. You can have Watergate, just give me the bucks and I'll be straight. And this is a song written by James Brown, and I'm guessing this was a whole lot of fun to record in the studio.
It was.
Tell me about that, Sweet Pea.
I never heard it before. And man, the horn section. But I like the song. It should be a single somewhere.
Paint a picture of the scene in the studio, Don Was, when you're doing this song.
We went into the oldest studio in L.A. It's called Vox Studios. Been there since 1939, and there's no gear in there that's newer than mid-60s. And we really tried to do some of the things that gave those old soul records their character. For example, once we recorded all the basic tracks, we bounced them over to one mono track, because that's what they did in those days, and you pick up a certain character that's on those older records.
What kind of character?
I would say the best analogy I could give you would be looking at high-res video and then looking at a foreign movie from the 60s, black and white, with a lot of grain and high contrast. And one's got mood and texture, even though it's kind of a distorted picture. Mm. The high-res version's got clarity, but maybe it's not as evocative. So we were going for not just an arrangement that complemented Sweet Pea's vocal, but we were trying to get a sonic texture that matched it. And I think we did.
It's fun to think about how long you guys go back and how long you've been working together.
Oh, man, yeah.
He's like family to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. Everyone can relate if you have old friends that you grew up with. As you get older, you can make other friends, but there's nothing like the people who you've known for 40, 50, 60 years. You know, we've been playing music together for over 40 years.
Let me ask you, Sweet Pea, we mentioned you haven't had a solo record for 35 years, but who's counting? You've been really busy all these years as a background singer, everybody from Brian Wilson to Bonnie Raitt. What's it like for you now to be back in the limelight as a solo singer?
It feels great. I'm ready to go to work.
Yeah?
I'm old as dirt, but I can still sing.
He's as old as dirt.
I'm as old as dirt, but I can still sing.
No question about that. Well, Sweet Pea Atkinson and producer Don Was, thanks so much for talking to us. The new album is called Get What You Deserve. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. You're